This is K2PCB. K2PCB, listening for any calls.
K2PCB, this is K2PCB. Have you copied?
Good morning, sir. I do copy you, but not very well. Did you change anything in your setup by chance?
I did.
Okay, so it actually does not sound very well. It doesn't sound very good at all. It sounds like you're right on the fringe of making it into the system.
Okay. I guess maybe just a power setting. I'm not sure.
Let me see. So there is a, if you're on medium or low power, there's an M or an L, I believe, that shows up on the display.
There is an M.
Yeah, so that might be that you, maybe the M is for memory, but there's a, as you're toggling through the power selection, it might do another ML, and then when it's on high, I think there's nothing there. The only other thing I could think of is if you're off frequency, if I put that frequency in wrong for Ross's node. And I don't have my HT with me, otherwise I would say slide over to a simplex frequency, to confirm that.
It's just something I can work on through today. I did get a hook, I got a hook up last night. Just kind of going through, scrolling through the channels and listening to some other people. If your signal comes in good, about what it did on my radio.
Can we slide over to W2SO for a test? Yeah, let's try that. This is K2PCB. KD2GDQ, this is K2PCB.
K2PCB, this is KD2GDQ. I copy.
Okay, you sound better over here, but it doesn't sound great. That's interesting. Very interesting. So, yeah, I've definitely used this radio before. So either it's, hopefully it's not a continued issue with the coax. The only other thing would be that power supply. If that's the case, I do have another actual power supply, but I'm surprised that one's not doing the trick.
I will look through the manual today and set the power setting and maybe can work on that and see what happens for tomorrow.
Yeah, I can also loan you a full-size regular power supply, too, to see if that fixes it. It's interesting because I really only used to run this radio as a node radio, and it was for originally an IRLP node. Then I switched it to an All-Star node, and then I ended up going using modified Bofang radios and smaller and portable. But, yeah, that used to run for a long time.
It sounds good. This end, let's see, coming over on the SimPlex repeater, when you were going to.
Yeah, so you're in and out. You're in and out. I'd almost want to say, do you have it set up so that you can switch back to the other radio? Yeah, something doesn't sound right, and that's not good. That's unfortunate. It's really struggling with that, and I can't even judging by the sound of it externally, I can't figure out what is going around.
That's good.
Yeah, I pretty much lost your signal on that one. You dropped out. Obvious questions would be when you put that connector on there, did you measure to make sure there were no shorts? It's a little hard to measure if you had continuity out to the end or to put an analyzer on it if you didn't have one. Something just doesn't sound right.
I'm not coming over wrong.
Okay. How about, can you switch to medium power or low power? I think it's a function and then a press of a button. I forget what that radio says. I don't know if there's a function, high-low button. Quick peek of the manual. I was just seeing if we could determine if it was the power supply not keeping up.
Okay, I'm going to go back to find out how I can go to display, like, is it what was programmed in there to see if the frequency to that. Hold on a second, I'll be back.
Yeah, I don't think it's a frequency thing now that we switched to W2SL. And that's why I suggested that we do that, is so that we could switch frequencies. So it's not a matter of putting in Ross's frequency. I don't think that's the issue. So I think it's down to power supply or coax to the antenna. And I can easily give you a different power supply. And that very well could be. And so that's the only other thing I can think of right now.
Okay, let me play with it today and see if I can change the power.
KC2PT.
Good morning, sir.
The breakaway. I believe that I was playing with it before when I was doing it.
Yeah, I didn't get all of that, which is unfortunate. It felt like you were gonna play with something today, and I'll throw the other power supply in the truck, and and we'll take it from there. Good morning, Ross. Are you in there? K2PCB.
Well, good morning to you, sir. Sounds like we got a little radio trouble this morning.
Yeah, Brad hooked up that other 2-meter radio, and all my tests at home seemed good. Obviously, the last test I was doing, I was running off of a dummy load with no issues. So it's interesting that it is sounding the way it does. I mentioned to Brad that I could bring in that other power supply to see if that has anything to do with it, or hopefully not an issue with the antenna, because continued transmitting if there's a coax issue isn't the greatest thing. If it has a bad mismatch or worst case, a short or something, and pulling out like this. Can't really see. There we go. Trying to cross Sheldon, and there's a queue of traffic queued up to the light there.
Yeah, let's hope it's only a minor issue. It's nothing with the radio, let's hope. I know that's a brand new radio for you. But, I know he was having antenna issues before, so hopefully that's not the case. Or I should say coax issues. But maybe if I get the time, maybe I could stop over at his house and just look things over real quick.
Yeah, I'll have to work through it and figure it out. excuse me. Are you back on that HT again today?
I started out with that this morning, and I'm on mobile now.
Okay. I don't know at what point I picked you up, but it's been sounding decent right along, I guess, and no issues there.
Oh, when I get a little closer, I will. I know you probably don't want to talk on that radio too much if it's having issues like that. I'll listen out and see what Brad sounds like direct. Of course, he should sound pretty good into the note because that's direct as well.
Yeah, we're actually connected to W2SO right now. And that's what I at first thought maybe was a possibility is if I put in your node frequency, did I put it in off? So I think I did that once before and navigating that through some radios. And so I asked them to switch to W2SO, which I could disconnect from if there's no need to stay connected here. And Yeah, because I knew that frequency was correct, and there was really no change. And Andy's closer, so that was the thought process there. So Brad, I'll disconnect Lancaster. If you're just listening along, I can switch back to the other one. He did say that the reception, or at least the way I sounded, didn't sound any different, which I wouldn't expect it to. It's very peculiar. To switch the power supply, that's really easy. I just grab a different power supply, and that's an easy test. Let's see what else? Yeah, let me disconnect W2SO. This is K2PCB. Okay, it's just yourself, Brad, Jeff, and me. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning. Does anybody have an antenna they could throw Brad's way and just make sure it's not his coax and antenna setup?
Yeah, I think at this point putting an antenna analyzer on there might be a smart thing to do. And that'd be a good way to rule out that whole part of the system.
I believe W2SO would have an antenna analyzer if nobody else does, and we're welcome to borrow it.
I think both Ross and I each have, what model they are, but we have the old school MFJ antenna analyzers. They work pretty good. I know there's the newer nice ones that do some pretty fancy plots. These you just have to sweep through, but you do a pretty good job. And even just putting a, not that it tells you everything, but just the basic SWR power meter is a nice first step as well.
Yeah, there might need to be a field trip to Brad's.
So the other thing was I didn't supply the same power supply that that I probably had it running on when I was running it as a node radio. So that's being used in a different function now. So I had another 15 amp power supply in the kit, which should have been plenty fine for that radio. Unless it's that noisy, but I don't know. That just didn't sound great. Did you get to hear him, Ross?
I just caught him on the tail end of it. It sounded very fluttery. It's hard to understand him, though.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. If you could switch to low power, and if you switched to lower power and it got better, then that would pinpoint the power supply.
I don't know, I'll probably have to listen to it more, but it's hard to kind of describe it too. Usually if it was a power supply issue, it would be, number one, it would drop out because the power supply would give up since I can't supply much current. But you're thinking it's, DC line's not clean enough, it's picking up noise through there?
It would be a stretch. I know that's a change. I still worry about that coax.
Well, if Brad's still listening, I will give him... You know, I'll do tomorrow, probably my lunch. I will grab my analyzer and bring it over to him. And we will get maybe tuned up Lisa as I kind of diagnose a little bit what's going on over there.
Yeah, if you're listening, Brad, to switch to low power, you press the function button and then the call button. The call button is the call high or low. So if you just press the button by itself, the call button by itself will switch to the calling frequency. You toggle it again, and it'll go back to your memory. But if you hit the function button before call, it'll toggle through the power settings of high, medium, and low.
All right. It's the proper time to go inside to work. KC2NVN, clear.
Oh, we are definitely there. K2PCB, clear.